This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There's no denying that we have a homelessness crisis here in Australia. There are so many people doing it tough, and housing services are rarely able to meet demand. But there is so much more to homelessness than meets the eye. So many people fall through the cracks, especially children and youth. Today is Youth Homelessness Matters Day, and this morning I'm joined by CEO of Y Foundations, Pam Barker, to shine a light on this issue. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Now, look, when people often think about what homelessness is, it's often the first thing you think of is people who sleep rough. But there's a lot more to it than that, isn't there?
There sure is. Homelessness isn't just what you see. Homelessness can also be invisible, which a lot of our young people are not your, I guess, stereotypical rough sleepers, we call them, where you see people sleeping on the street. They're in a pretty bad way and they're very visible. Young people are not necessarily always homeless in that capacity.
What are some of the unique challenges for youth who are experiencing homelessness?
Yeah, so because youth are a little bit harder to recognise because they're not visibly homeless, homelessness for them occurs in ways like couch surfing, overcrowding, living in sub-optimum dwellings, squatting, sleeping on trains, sleeping by day, being out and about by night. They tend to look a little bit less obvious. And so homelessness for young people is a bit more rough, I think, than most homelessness you see.
What are the impacts on youth homelessness for people in later years?
Yeah, mental health issues definitely play a big part in the end result. Unfortunately, if you can imagine, you are a young person, you're quite vulnerable, you are trying to find out who you are, where you fit in the world. Mm. You don't have the resources to be able to afford to rent somewhere or have a job. You don't have an education behind you. You're still growing as a young human and you find yourself homeless. It puts you in quite a really vulnerable situation. And as you can imagine, not having access to a job, employment, income, being old enough to receive any type of Centrelink, what can you do? What is there to do for you? How can you help yourself? Mm. And when you don't know where to go and who to reach out to, it becomes quite complex. So these experiences pay quite a heavy toll on a young person's mental health and physical well-being as a result of them experiencing homelessness.
And then you add a global pandemic into the mix. What has the last year been like for youth homelessness?
Yeah, we've seen high rates of unemployment. Young people who would never before possibly become homeless have become homeless. And you're seeing also young people skipping meals, not being able to afford to put food on the table, young people moving in and that overcrowding occurring, young people couch surfing. I was just told in a board meeting I was at yesterday that there was a human, I guess possibly your age, who had become homeless and had been couch surfing as a result of being not able to find a home. So if adults are not able to find a home, what have young people got left? There's no hope for them. And so the pandemic has really hit young people hard around employment and finding affordable housing.
Yeah, okay. It's really hard. As part of this year's campaign, Y Foundations has launched something pretty incredible to give people an insight into the challenges and experiences of youth homelessness. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we're launching one of Australia's first youth homelessness podcasts. So the podcast is designed to interview influential people all the way from your researchers, your really clever humans that are experts in the area, your politicians, the heads of government. So people like Michael Coutts Trotter in New South Wales, who is the big boss of the Department of Families and Communities. We want to speak to people like that and young people with a lived experience to tell the stories of youth homelessness, to bring awareness, to get a deeper understanding about what youth homelessness looks like, why it happens, how we can solve it, and really get an understanding of different people's perspectives on the issue. And we're launching that today on Youth Homeless Matters Day, and we've got some really cool human beings. We've got a few CEOs who run crisis refuges and homelessness services, but we've also got young people with lived experience being interviewed, telling their story of being in out-of-home care and becoming homeless.
I think that's great. I think, you know, as I said, start of this interview, I talked about the perception that we have of people, you know, sleeping rough on the streets. This is giving a voice to those who have lived this experience that we haven't heard before.
It is, and it's putting the realness into it. As I mentioned before, with that scenario of someone like you or I becoming homeless as a result of the environment and the system that we live within, young people are the same. Young people become homeless through to no fault of their own. They tend to fall into homelessness. Some events happen and they occur and they find themselves homeless. Yeah. It's not because they want to. So this podcast is really going to dispel some of those myths and give us a deeper understanding as a society.
Brilliant, Pam. Now, Pam, if people are wanting to provide support or assistance in their local communities, what's the best way to start?
Yeah, I think definitely raising awareness is number one. I think youth homelessness is a societal issue. It's not just a non-for-profit sector issue. It's everybody's issue, youth homelessness, and everybody should care and everybody should know and understand that 28,000 homeless young people between the ages of 12 and 24 years in Australia on any given night are homeless. So that's the first thing, is that awareness and spreading the word. I think the second is definitely if you can afford to, after the pandemic, homelessness services have been hit hard. And a lot of them are supplemented by giving and generosity. So if there's a local service or a program you're really connecting with and passionate about, definitely think about giving back in financial means, which do help. Or you can always volunteer if you've got some time up your hands. I know that's not always the case, but it really depends on your current circumstance. But no matter who you are, what you do, where you're from, there's something you can do that doesn't always cost money or time. And educating others is a good way to get an understanding of the situation.
Well, Pam Barker, CEO of Y Foundations, thank you so much for joining me on Youth Homelessness Matters Day. And to find out more about the incredible work of Y Foundations, as well as that podcast, Young and Homeless, you can go to yfoundations.org.au. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.